Aviation experts are still investigating what caused American Airlines Flight 587 to crash last Monday, killing 265 people. The plane crashed shortly after taking off from Kennedy Airport. It was bound for the Dominican Republic, and many Dominicans and Dominican Americans were on board. The Washington Heights neighborhood on the northern end of Manhattan is considered the heart of New York's Dominican American community. NPR's Emily Harris has this portrait of the community after the crash.
A busy rush of people passes through the subway turnstiles at the 181st and St. Nicholas Street stop in Washington Heights. As they come and go, many people pause in front of Alexandra's fashion store. It's just steps from the turnstiles in this busy underground passage, but the shop is closed. Taped to the glass door are half a dozen photos of a pretty young woman. She used to be the manager.
Oh my God.
Women who usually come here for tight jeans or glitter tops are stunned to realize the cheerful, helpful Leda died on Flight 587. Many are strangers to each other, and they don't know much about her either. But they remember how she'd drop a few dollars from the price sometimes and how she liked to rearrange the shop. Yomaria Reynoso teaches at a nearby elementary school. She ran over on her lunch break to add a white candle to the makeshift altar here.
The store was always bustling, lots of energy. There were racks of clothes outside all the time and great bargains. Now we see a store that's closed and dark. It's very sad. Very sad. But life has to go on.
Although shrines like this now dot the neighborhood, life is going on in Washington Heights. Outside the subway passageway, St. Nicholas Avenue still bustles. The street is also called Juan Pablo Duarte Boulevard in honor of a 19th century Dominican hero. On one corner, a barker perched on a ladder urges people to check out his racks of clothes. $2 print shirts, $5 dresses. But business is a little slow at a travel agency with an American Airlines neon logo in the window. And at the Tino record shop, this song, The Plane, soon won't be for sale. The title sounds generic, but the lyrics are all about Flight 587. Shop owner Claudio Santana says the music is too happy to listen to now.
It's hard. Every time you heard about Flight 587, you think about happiness, about fun, about joy. You go happy. You go with a lot of gift, a lot of seeing for your friend back in the island. So it's going to be hard.
There are five direct flights daily from New York to Santo Domingo. But people liked Flight 587 because it left early enough travelers could eat lunch on the island. The Dominican economy is heavily dependent on money sent from the U.S. Sociologist Ramona Hernandez, author of Dominican Americans, says the impact of the plane crash will be felt in both places.
Many of these people were Dira heads of their homes, and they have responsibilities here, as well as responsibilities in the Dominican Republic.
And Hernandez says the ripple impact won't just be economic.
When a woman gets involved with other women to build an organization that is going to help Dominican women, you can't quantify that. You can't. And, you know, if we lose that woman, you're losing a whole generation. You know, you have to wait another 20 years to have another woman who is going to perhaps take the same role.
This airplane crash killed more than 200 Dominicans, enough, it seems, that everyone here knows someone who died, but still a tiny fraction of the hundreds of thousands who have made New York their home. Dominican New Yorkers are a key constituency, such that top politicians came to Washington Heights to offer their condolences the night of the crash. Governor George Pataki first thanked Mayor-elect Michael Bloomberg, Senator Charles Schumer, and others who gathered.
We also have to thank the Dominican community. It's a strong community. It is a vibrant community. It is a community of people who come here with the same hopes and dreams for a better future, the same belief in freedom and community that has made this city, this state, and this country the wonderful place it is.
The governor is promising whatever help the community needs. But right now, many are seeking comfort from prayer rather than from politicians.
Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga a nosotros tu reino.
In the Sanchez living room, Father Fajardo is saying rosary. brothers Elvis and Hilton Sanchez were killed in the crash. They had been traveling to their hometown of Boni together. Younger sister Elaine Sanchez.
Elvis was going to spend the Christmas there with my parents, and Hilton was going to come back to be here with his family. My brother Hilton was planning to buy a house. He wanted to buy a house for his family, and he couldn't do it. And I couldn't even say bye to him.
Elaine's parents are coming here until their son's bodies can be recovered. Then all the family that lives in New York will fly back to Boni for the burials. Emily Harris, NPR News, New York.
That piece was produced by Marisa Peñalosa.